Welcome to the Natalie Parker Studio podcast, the podcast for women artists who are ready to pursue their creative dreams so that they can thrive both in life and in business. I'm your host, Natalie Parker, artist and mentor to women creatives around the globe. In this podcast, I'll share with you the strategies, principles, and mindset that you need to build a purposeful and fulfilling creative business. If you're ready to be inspired, encouraged, and equipped to build the art business of your dreams, then you're absolutely in the right place. Let's dive in to today's episode. Well, hey there, artist, and welcome back to the show. It is Nat here. Look, it's been a little bit of a while. Well, it feels like it's been a little bit of a while for me since we've had these podcast episodes coming out to you. We took a bit of a break last week as we came off the back of the Art Business A to Z launch, which was, oh my gosh, such a wonderful experience to help. We had 1,000 artists from around the world who joined our free training, which was our Art Biz Startup Series. And to see the transformations, most importantly in their mindset first, was so empowering. It was so beautiful to watch, to have, for me personally, to have that privilege to be able to speak into other artists' lives, to be able to encourage them, to be able to give them the practical support they needed to get clear about their business. We talked about how they can get their sales goals and how you can actually achieve that rather than just, you know, throwing a goal out in the sky and just hoping that magically those art sales will come in. And we also talked about selling and how to convert your clients and stuff. So it was so beautiful. And we got such great feedback, which is amazing. Then off the back of that, of course, we had a few students who wanted to come into the Art Business A to Z program with us, which is where we provide the extra support, the how to, the community for those artists who are ready to really step into the role of being a flourishing artist and get this art business up off the ground. So I loved it. It's so much, we put so much energy into it, but when I see the results, when I get these responses from the ladies, when I see the change that it's having in the online art culture, especially for women artists, it floats my boat. It gets me going because that is why I'm here. Yes, to obviously build my art business, which I'm doing, but also more importantly, my heart has always been to give back and help other women artists around the globe like you build your art business and however capacity you want that to look. So along the lines of that today, I just want to kind of do a little bit of a debrief, but also I want to talk to you about the benefit of finding your art tribe because, and it's funny because I've taken this word tribe, I know it gets thrown around, but I've never referred to my art business community as a tribe. But when we welcomed in all these new students in the last week or so, I saw so many of our previous students inside the community, oh my gosh, offering so much support, telling them what a great tribe this was to be part of. And I looked at that and I took a moment to step back and reflect on what we're actually doing in the space of having this beautiful art community. And I was like, wow, this is beyond anything I could have asked, thought, or imagined. You know, like when I set up to build the art business program, it was simply because I was completely frustrated with trying to figure it out on my own, and I didn't want women artists around the globe to go through that by themselves. So that was it. You know, it was like a practical how-to with the support. I had no idea how it would grow. I had no idea that the artists that would be in there, we've been going 18 months now. We've now just gone over 100 women artists, which is amazing to see. But there's still, you know, artists from 18 months ago are in there mentoring the newbies coming through. And it is enriching. You can tell I'm slightly overwhelmed because it's just, I am so grateful to the wonderful, wonderful ladies in that community. And if you are in my Art Business A to Z program and you are listening to this, just know how incredibly grateful I am for you, for offering that support, offering that encouragement to the other woman artists in our group. And because I always assumed, I never asked for help, I always assumed it would be me, you know, I've got to do all the work and walk it out. Or I just thought I'd just give this program to people, people would run with it and, you know, move on. But we've just built this amazing art tribe that is growing together, flourishing together. And we are effectively changing the starving artist myth. You know, when we're in there, we're seeing newbie artists come in, you know, 6 months later, they're selling works. I'm seeing artists who are having their first shows and doing incredibly well for their first shows. I've got artists who are launching their websites, their Instagrams. We've got people that are teaching and running classes. We've got people at all different financial levels. You know, some of them have gone in and hit six figures, some have hit multiple six figures. Some, you know, their goal was maybe 5 or 10,000 a year and they're doing 20, 30, going on to 50K. It is absolutely beautiful. But what is most enriching as well is seeing that these ladies are doing what makes them happy. More from a sense of like, lots of things make us happy, right? Ice cream makes me happy, but they're doing what makes them fulfilled. You know, they feel like that art gift, that talent, that dream, that desire, whatever you want to call it, is finally getting nurtured and growing. And it is an absolutely beautiful experience. So I love what we've built. But yeah, and I say we because, like I said, it's the level it's gone to is simply because of the beautiful ladies that are in there that keep coming back and keep helping the ladies that are in the community. So here are four benefits that I want to talk to you today about finding your own art tribe. Now, you find what floats for you, okay? I'm not like here to go, come and join, come and join my community. If you connect with me, if you connect with my teaching style, which is very practical, strategy-based, I give a lot of encouragement and a lot of real talk in there, then that's awesome. But if you connect with someone else and go with that, because it's really important. Myself, I'm always under new mentors and business groups and for the levels that I'm going to and growing in my business. And a lot of what I do or who I choose to go under has these two components. One is I look at their fruit. Okay, you always look at where they are. Are they just teaching those components or do they have the fruit and evidence to show that they're where you want to go? So I always look for their fruit. The other thing is I just look for their personality. Like, do I connect with them? I'm quite a sensitive person. So if someone's really like hypo or hyper and really into, you know, lots of jumping down, up and down on the stage, I don't really float with that. I prefer the more gentle, the more practical, the more step-by-step process kind of teacher who's there to help me and encourage me. So that's what I look for when I'm looking for an art business. So this is not just to, you know, promote our one, but this is for you to grow ultimately as an artist, finding that right person. So the first benefit of finding an art tribe, an art community, is friendship. And there's so many women in the group that I can think of that have connected. Some of them are, you know, live in similar towns over here in Melbourne and they go and meet each other. Some of them have like online little hubs that they've filled, brought up, which is really, really awesome. But again, this is something that I didn't experience. And what I love about this is when we're building our art business or when we are just being artists in general, right? We are in our studios by ourselves all the time, in our minds, often overthinking things that we shouldn't be thinking. And it's hard to find friends, you know, like the older we get as well. You know, I'm in my 40s now and we moved country and I'm like going out to do new things like Pilates, which is for exercise as well, but also because I want to meet new people. I'm at that stage now where I'm like, I really would love to have, you know, some good woman friends around me and stuff. So that has been one of the awesome things. And the reason I talk about friendship is because, like I said, you feel like you're so alone in your art business. And sometimes the people in your household, your immediate family, heaven forbid, but sometimes it does happen, your partner or your spouse doesn't support your art gift, and that can be really hard because you need someone around you to believe in you. You need those friendships. And so I've seen that in our art community, and it means that you're not going alone. It means that you don't feel like you are an outsider. The second benefit of finding your art tribe is support. The go-to. Okay, how many curly questions that I remember did I have building my business over the years that I went to Google for, which is great, you know, went to search and Google and stuff, but you know, sometimes I didn't always have the answers, or sometimes I wanted the answers quickly, or sometimes I just wanted to ask someone who had been there, or even someone like, say, for instance, we have lots of people in New Zealand and Australia and UK in our group, and you know, there's different suppliers in different countries, different even different sizings for arts, and there's the metric systems and all these kinds of things. So just having a group that you can go to get that support, to get your questions answered, whether it be a practical thing, but also to get support if you're having a really rough time. It might be, you know, that you've gone off to build this art business and life threw you some curly lemons, as it does, and you're going through something and you just need some other artists who get it to be there to support you and encourage you. So that's been really, really awesome to see that. The third benefit of finding your art tribe is that you will grow faster. Oh my goodness. I look at my students and I'm like, you are kicking it, man. You're kicking it, crushing it, flying so much faster than I ever did. And I'm like, you know why? This is exactly why we created this program, because they're not figuring it all out on their own. They're not having the blocks. You know, when we come up in a challenge, right? Say you're doing a new task, right? Even when we're doing a painting, right? Let's use that as an example. When you're doing a new painting, you hit a block, like you hit that messy middle, right? And you don't know what to do. So what do? We either put it aside, we procrastinate, we stare at the painting for hours, or we overwork it, we make a mistake, we get all frantic, and then we kind of sometimes get a little bit deterred and discouraged. When you have someone who can quickly give you an answer and help you work through that block, you're going to move a lot faster and not sort of wallow in it. It's kind of like, again, I've been building this tech stuff online, sales funnels of all things for my print offer, and it's a new program that I'm learning. And so I like can't think of something else. So I'm like being that nerd, emailing support and being like, how do I do this and this and this? And they give me an answer and then I keep going and I built it so much faster rather than me going, oh, just try to figure it out by myself. So what I love about that is, yeah, just the growth that you get is faster. And it's more sustainable as well. So like I said, I see women come in that launch these beautiful websites. I just had some students share their websites at the moment, and I'm just like, wow, it's professional. They've got their beautiful brand photography. I saw one student who's had her first exhibition that was like A class, everything, you know, the presentation of the artwork, the space, the promotion she did beforehand, the photography, the marketing, the advertising within the community, the papers, the signage on the wall, it's all linked to her website. Everything is just absolutely beautiful. And that is the benefit of finding your art tribe, is you grow faster. And we all want things faster, right? If anything, if we've seen in the online space lately, I've just seen these huge changes and trends. People want quick results. And so that's really, really awesome. The fourth and final benefit of finding your own art tribe is that you will think bigger. Now, it's kind of, my husband and I, we have the same. Well, it's not my husband and I, it's a generic saying. About hanging out with turkeys or eagles. Okay, so turkeys are like on the ground, kind of just like being turkeys, you know, running around like headless chooks, talking away, just kind of all in the problems and not really thinking bigger and not really wanting more for their life. Whereas eagles are up the top, beautifully soaring and seeing, you know, greater heights. So when you're in a community of art people who are art ladies in this case, who are actively going after their dreams, who have been bold and courageous and put themselves out there. When you see women who are, you know, launching new shows, when you see women who are setting up websites, when you see women releasing collections, when you see them offering prints, when you see them stepping out and doing workshops, when you hear about them, you know, growing in their sales, or you see them getting, you know, selected by great galleries or put into magazines, your mind starts to think bigger. You're like, wow, if that's possible for them, then that is possible for me. And it's very interesting. It's kind of like in a family dynamic, right? You can have, you know, lots of siblings, 3 or 4 siblings, or however many siblings in a family can be born, and they end up as adults in completely different lifestyles, same parents. And I often wonder why that happens. And it's a lot of it comes down to the friendships, the associations, and the people they choose to hang around with. So if you want to grow, if you want to think bigger, if you want to believe more for your art business rather than it just being a hobby, if you want to see that it is possible to see other women building their business and flourishing, then you need to find an art tribe to support you and to show you that is possible. Because sometimes we don't get out of our level because we never knew it was possible. We've never seen it, and no one's ever modeled it in our lives. So I absolutely love that. So the 4 benefits of finding your art tribe: 1 is friendship, okay? You're not going to be alone. Number 2 is getting the support you need. Number 3 is that you will grow faster. And number 4 is that you will think bigger and raise the levels in your life. Now, we have closed our Art Business A to Z program. However, if you would love to come and join us at a later stage, I'm going to pop a link below. There's a wait list. There's also like a call thing if you wanted to book and have a chat with me about your art business and what might be the next step for you. I've just opened that up. It's something a little bit new that I'm trialing out to see how we can support you in the season that you're in. But oh my gosh, thank you so much to the beautiful ladies in the Art Business A to Z program who are together. We are building this amazing art tribe that is dispelling the artist myth, that is beautiful. We are flourishing and we are growing as artists, and I love it. And a big thank you to you. If you've loved this episode, will you do me a favor? Take a screenshot, share it on the grams. I love to hang out there. Or you can DM me, let me know what you really enjoyed if you want personal as well. Tag me in at Natalie Parker Studio. That is a wrap for today, lovely. I will be back next Monday with another episode to encourage you, to inspire you, and to equip you to build the art business of your dreams. Talk then. Bye.